leaving Laban.
Without telling Laban, Jacob took all that he had and started driving his herds towards Canaan. Before they left, Rachel stole her father's family idol. Laban heard that Jacob had left and chased after him. 7 days later, Laban met Jacob and said, "Why did you do this to me? You left like a thief in the night. Oh, I could destroy you right here. But last night, the God of your fathers told me not to do anything to you. But why did you steal my family idol?" Jacob gave Laban permission to search all the tents, saying, "If you find it, I'll kill the person who took it," not knowing that Rachel had taken it. Laban searched everywhere and finally came to Rachel's tent. She was sitting on her camel seat where she had put the idol. She said, "Father, please forgive me for not standing. It's my time of the month." Laban looked throughout her tent and didn't find his idol. Jacob became angry. "I've worked for you for 20 years. You changed our agreement 10 times. I would be standing here penniless if God hadn't made things right. Now he's protecting me from you." The two men piled stones in a mound. They agreed that neither man would ever go to the other side of the mound. The next morning, Laban kissed his daughter and grandchildren and blessed them before returning to his home.